Well, we're ready to start with our next performers. And we have a group of people who are all here from the island of Haiti. They're from different parts of the island. And they're going to perform music on traditional instruments, one called the polambi, which is... Limonet will explain to you a little bit about it, and I think those of you who haven't seen it before, you'll recognize it as something familiar looking. And we have Andre Max and George Edmond playing drums and rhythm sticks, and also Gerlin Moraville, who will be dancing for us. So help me welcome our friends from Haiti performing.
Thank you, Lee. Good evening.
We call that polambi. The polambi. The polambi has a great signification, great meaning in our history. Thank you. That's all right. Thank you very much. What its meaning is that it has played, it has helped Haitian people to reach the stage of independence. Because at the beginning, formerly, the Haitian people were slaves. Saint-Domingue, we call Haiti, little Spain, Hispaniola, were under slavery. And the master was the French people, and you know, the Haitian people or the African who came from Africa were under slavery. Due to the help of the polambi that helped them to gather to every night and to make plans about a revolution, how to become free, independent, like here in the United States. The United States was the first country in America who held its independence, and Haiti came second. And at that time, those people in Haiti, they leave the master and they went to the mountain, and every night they blow up the polambi, the conch shell, and they gather in order to make plan for the real revolution. Let us see how they did it. So every night, we say, they went on the mountain and blew it like that. So with this sound, everyone knows where to meet the other people. And by saying so, they make plan in order to see how they can get rid of that slavery in Haiti and they come to become an independent country. Sometimes they make that sound that you just hear. Some other times they make other sounds. But when a lot of polambi blowing up in the air, that give you a good music. And at that time it was not a music to rejoice, but a kind of music to help you to gain something, some very significant thing, which was the independence of Haiti. And also, after the independence, due to the significance of it during that time, this slavery time, people still use it as either a kind of weapon, because this is very hard. If you hit somebody with it, that hurt, you see. They still use it as a weapon. And we remember that at the very beginning of this year, on February the 7th, they get rid of the Duvalier regime in Haiti. And in the countryside, people were joyful, joyously blowing the polambi all over the countryside of Haiti. And today also, we're going to blow it for you. And you will see what the first time, for a lot of people, the first time they have seen that. And for a lot of people, that the first time they heard somebody blow that, you see. And in workshop, we'll be very pleased and very glad to do it for you, and so that you can learn it. And by the way, there was a guy who came over there to the workshop, and he learned it very quickly. And I think pretty soon he'll become a master of it. So let's do it, Andre. As you hear, now we can rejoice like the slave used to be. We don't say the slave, the former slave, but when they become independent, the two independent people in Haiti, they do it and rejoice like that. Okay, that was one aspect of it. And then later on, they use it on carnival. We are talking mostly on countryside. The people in carnival use it also. And when we have 20, 30 to 50 of them in the street during carnival time, that is very, very exciting. And today, we are not going to play it for you only, since they use it also in the music. You see, we have one of our dancers. She's going to dance, and the people, the drummer is going to beat the drum, and we also will play. We'll blow the polambi, and you will have an idea of what this thing is going on in Haiti. And right now in Miami, since we are from Miami, we have a group of people who blow the polambi, and we do that. That is very, very exciting. Now let us see Ghislaine and Max and Jacques and myself in a little demonstration, the musical demonstration with the polambi. Ghislaine? Thank you. thank you very much. And I thank you for an idea of the harmony of the polambi, the drum, and the dancer. And we hope on workshop, if you are interested in blowing it up, we will be more than glad to do it with you. Thank you very much.
That was Lemonade Joseph playing the polambi and speaking to you. And Andre Max playing the drum. Jacques Edmond playing the sticks. What do you call those?
Kata.
Okay. And Gerlin Moraville, who is dancing for us, all from Haiti.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'll just mention for those of you who are interested, you can see all the flags hanging behind the stage here. And if you'll notice, there's one missing right in between those two here. And we had flags hung all around the stage representing the different countries in the Caribbean and Latin America where many of the folk artists originally came from before they moved here to live here in Florida. And as these people were performing earlier this morning, they noticed that the Haitian flag that was hanging there was the old Haitian flag. And as you may know, that on February 7th, as Limonet was explaining, that there was a great change in the government of Haiti, and they now have a new flag, which is rather than black and red like the old one was, it's now blue and red. And you may have noticed that Gerlin was wearing a red and blue scarf on her head, which is symbolizing their new colors. And they asked me to take the old flag down because they feel it no longer is a symbol of their country. They have a new flag. And so that's why we're missing a flag right over there. But anyway, we are going to break for about 5 minutes and set up for our next performance. We have a special treat having Jaime Bronstein here, who plays a clarinet and plays what's listed in your program as klezmer music. Well, what that is a style that is traditional to music of Eastern European Jewish communities. And as Jews from Eastern Europe moved and traveled and relocated to other countries around the world, they took their music with them. And in Mr. Bronstein's case, his family moved to Argentina, and that's where he was born and grew up, and that's where he learned to play the clarinet and studied classical music, but also learned to play by ear and learned to play in the Jewish style in what's called the klezmer style from other East European Jewish musicians who also lived in Argentina. And I think I'll just let him play for a while, and you'll get to hear what the style is like. Accompanying him today, we have a pinch hitter here jumping in to save the day, Peter Roller.
Thank you.
And I won't say anything else for now. Let's listen to some music. Jaime Bronstein.
Thank you.
think that you're not so familiar with this kind of music. This is called klezmer music. It's mainly was played many years ago, I think half a century ago, in Eastern Europe, in all those weddings and any affairs. And they used to call those in the shtetl. This means like a small town. They used to go musicians from town to town and playing those kind of, you know, of any affair. We're going to do now, by the way, this is Peter in the guitar. Why don't you give him a big hand to Peter?
Thank you.
Okay. We'll keep on with some of the klezmer style of music that they played, let's say, in some of the weddings, even now in the States or in any place. To do some of the Jewish folk music. It's very slow and then it goes a little more lively.
Thank you. getting to it?